The leader of the world's most populous Muslim nation will meet with President Bush in the Oval Office this morning. President Megawati Sukarnoputri of Indonesia will be asked to lend her support to the global effort to fight terrorism. NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the significance of this meeting with Megawati Sukarnoputri?
Well, first off, President Megawati's visit here was one of those that was on the schedule prior to last week's terrorist attacks. She's just been in office a couple of months, and she had hoped for a meeting like this to lend credibility to her presidency, and the White House, too, thought it would be good to get her in here. Now, of course, they have a very, very different agenda. Indonesia is a huge country. It has more than 200 million people, and better than 80% of those citizens follow Islam. So for the White House here, it is very important to get the leader from such a large Muslim nation to give some sort of a strong declaration denouncing any Islamic militants who might be involved in terrorist activities anywhere. And the feeling is that that kind of statement would be very symbolic around the world. Of course, President Megawati is also balancing anything she does and says here with the political implications back home. Again, she's new to office, so it'll be interesting to see how far she's willing to go today.
Well, last night it was French President Jacques Chirac, the first European leader to visit the president in person since last week's attacks. What sort of commitment did he make to President Bush?
By all accounts, it was a good meeting. The two presidents sat for photos last night and took just a couple of questions. And President Chirac said he came here to tell America of the emotion that the French people are feeling, an emotion, he said, that has no precedent in history before this tragedy, one that has no parallel. And he called it truly just an event that's beyond crime. Now, Bob, President Bush and Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld and Secretary of State Powell and a long list of people from the administration have been calling this a war. Chirac was asked if he sees it as a war, and he said he doesn't know whether we should use that word, but then he went on to say that we are faced with a conflict of a completely new nature, a conflict that is attempting to destroy human rights and the dignity of man. Those were his words. And he did say that everything must be done to protect and safeguard the values of civilization.
What exactly does President Bush want from each of these allies?
Well, the White House considers this a big area where details must be kept secret, any real specifics. But we do know that different countries will be asked for different things. Some might be able to offer diplomatic help. Some might be able to offer intelligence. Some might be able to offer military assistance. Maybe the use of bases in their country from which any U.S. operation could be launched. Though the president has also been putting out the call for countries to choose sides. And sometimes these are countries that have not been friends of the U.S. Countries like Iran is one example. So some of these nations that he's talking to are friends, some are ready to step up, and some are reluctant. The way Press Secretary Ari Fleischer put it yesterday was, he said in some cases the U.S. will use a carrot, and in some cases it'll be a stick, and in some places the carrot will be very big, and in some cases the stick will be very big.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.